Nolte, 50% still support deporting all illegal immigrants. By John Nolte on February 20, 2026. Even a poll for the far-left ABC News and Washington Post could not be skewed enough to erase 50% support for deporting all illegal immigrants. The poll even couched the question using the rigged language of undocumented. "Do you support deporting all undocumented immigrants?" asked the pollster, to which 50% said yes and 48% said no. The poll also asked, "Do you support abolishing ICE?" Only 37% said yes, while 50% said no. When asked do they trust more to handle immigration, Trump beat the Democrats 38% to 34%. When you consider that almost every multinational media corporation on the planet has spent the equivalent of billions of dollars on an intense, months-long campaign to undermine ICE and its deportations, this is a remarkable result. What's more, this is a poll of adults. The poll includes a random sample of 2,589 U.S. adults. Interviews were conducted in English and Spanish, the pollster said. Republicans almost always do better when polls are screened for registered and likely voters. The news isn't all good. Americans are critical of the tactics currently being employed by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. By a margin of 62% to 31%, more oppose than favor the agency's enforcement tactics. More broadly, adds the pollster, 40% of Americans approve of President Trump's handling of immigration, compared with 58% who disapprove. What we're looking at here is an American populace that has decided it's long past time to deport all illegal immigrants, but they just don't want to see how messy the reality of doing that is. Either way, this number should demoralize the anti-ICE crowd. If the last couple of months of coordinated media propaganda out of Minnesota can't nudge that number under 50, nothing will. And now that things have settled down in Minnesota, this will give the Trump White House the opportunity to continue talking about the benefits of mass deportations, lower crime, lower housing costs, higher wages, fewer drugs, fewer migrant deaths during the journey here, and fewer child sex slaves. The big reset of this debate, and others, will come from Tuesday night's State of the Union address. You can expect the president to stress both the horrors of illegal immigration, along with what an injustice it is to American citizens, coupled with the many benefits of getting these illegals the hell out of our country.